The Make-A-Wish Foundation is in the business of making dreams come true for seriously ill young people, and those wishes cover quite a range. The foundation has sent sick children to Disneyland. They've allowed kids to meet sports heroes and movie stars. They've even allowed a youngster to spend a stint here at NPR. But Gideon Sofer's wish is in a category all its own. The 21-year-old college student from New Jersey suffers from Crohn's disease. It's a chronic intestinal disorder that affects an estimated 500,000 Americans. He's also an avid stamp collector, and his dream combined those two facets of his life. Sofer asked for a face-to-face meeting with the U.S. Postmaster General to convince the post office to publish a stamp that would raise awareness about inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, a constellation of ailments that includes Crohn's disease. Today, Gideon Sofer got his wish. This morning, he sat down with Postmaster General John Potter here in Washington, D.C., and this afternoon, he's come by our studios to tell us about that meeting. So good to talk to you, Gideon.
Thanks for having me.
Gideon, I'm trying to imagine the conversation when the Make-A-Wish Foundation first called you and they said, we're going to grant any wish you have. You can have anything you want in the entire world. And you tell them, I think I'd like to meet with the Postmaster General.
Well, I asked myself the question, if I really had a limited amount of time, if I really were to die tomorrow, what did I really want to see happen in my life today? And that answer was to see the stamp come through to fruition. And in order to do that, I seriously considered meeting the postmaster because I thought that that might be one of the best ways to try and convince the Postal Service to go ahead and issue the stamp.
You've come armed with documents. I take it you carried that same stack of papers into that meeting.
I carried, yes.
With the Postmaster General. But if you only had a short time to meet with them, this is your one shot to sit down with the Postmaster General, what did you do to make sure that you connected, to make sure that you made your case and knew that you actually punched through that veneer and convinced him?
Well, I told him that, one of the biggest misconceptions is that many people have the idea that, this disease is, a lifelong condition and you can pop a few pills a day and everything will be okay, and that it's not life-threatening or that it can't be terminal. And the reality is that this disease kills and that I almost died from, multiple hospitalizations, but most recently being in the hospital for 6 months during 2003 after I graduated high school. I was accepted to school out at UC Berkeley, and I had to defer my admission for 2 years because I was basically knocking on death's door, just clinging to life in the hospital, going in and out of the intensive care unit for multiple operations, and I had organs failing on IV therapy. And, most patients will relapse after having that first operation. And that's why early detection is so key to be able to, stop the disease in its tracks.
What kind of power does a stamp have?
Well, I think that, the Postal Service has a really quiet way of initiating massive change when they issue stamps. I could also recall that when I was in high school, they came out with the diabetes stamps, and all of a sudden, all the news anchors on the regional news, started promoting all these, fundraisers and these marathons and these walkathons for diabetes. And, it's just out of the blue. This hadn't been done before, all these local events and regional events started happening. And it really, put the focus on diabetes and put it into the limelight when the Postal Service decided to commemorate that idea.
If your dream comes true and the post office does issue a stamp to raise awareness about this constellation of ailments, what might that stamp look like?
That's not my domain. I had to be brutally honest. I'm not, naturally born artist. But I think that, if something creative has been done for all the other stamps that have been put out there, something creative can definitely be thought of for the condition. And if it has to get, down to the nitty-gritty and needs to be, a picture of one's digestive tract or organs or whatever it is, then you know what? Let's get it out there, because at this point, it's people's lives we're talking about.
Gideon Sofer, thanks so much for taking time to come in and talk to us. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Gideon Sofer, he was talking to us about his work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to make his dream come true, a stamp to raise awareness about inflammatory bowel disease.